Zavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 404 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 3 below now our current temperature, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We'll go to the phone lines right now and bring her in and say good morning to Audrey Litzau. Audrey, how are you this morning?
I am just great. Sitting here at the desk, keeping warm.
Keeping warm. So you're in Lester Prairie, Minnesota. How are things there this morning?
Oh, they're nice and sunny. The wind is calm, and the temperature is around zero, I guess.
Okay. So not too bad. Yeah, for a January day, we've seen worse.
Right.
Well, very good. Well, Audrey Litzau, for people that don't know who you are, you are the managing editor for the Music and Dance News. But let's start out in the beginning. Where were you born and raised?
Okay, I was born in Medelia, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
During a snowstorm.
During a snowstorm, huh?
Yes, I was.
Uh-huh. So that must mean that your birthday is in the winter months.
My birthday is next month. So
next month.
Snowstorm month.
Okay, very good. And who were Mom and Dad?
My mom and dad were William and Frieda Reinke.
Okay.
And I was the youngest of five kids.
Okay. And went to school in Medelia area or New Ulm area? Or where'd you go to school?
No, my parents moved around a lot. And I started school at Lee Sur, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated from Arlington Green Isle High School.
Okay, very good. Very good. And did you... play any music during your school years or anything like that? Or what tripped your interest into music?
I did not play in any bands. I didn't even sing in any choirs.
Uh-huh.
I was busy always helping Dad out on the farm.
Okay.
When I got married after high school, then got married to Donald Litzau,
mm-hmm.
and we lived in Glencoe, Minnesota for a bit before moving to Lester Prairie, which is still my home address. And Don and I started Litzau Excavating in 1971, and this past year in September, my oldest son, who now runs the business with his wife, celebrated the 50th anniversary of the business.
Well, very good. That's awesome. How many children did you say you have then?
Don and I had four children, two boys and two girls.
Okay.
Don passed away in 1992.
Uh-huh.
And I and Darren ran, my oldest son ran the business till about 2002.
Okay.
And that's when him and his wife took it over.
Well, very good.
Very. And in 1995 is when I met Jake Vandemer.
Uh-huh.
And we became a couple, and we had a ball in the old-time music world.
You did. Okay. And now I understand he passed away this past year, huh?
Yes, he passed away this last year.
Okay. So that brings us up to what is called the Music and Dance News. It's the Minnesota Ballroom Operators Association newspaper. And you became the managing editor. How long ago was that?
I became managing editor in about 2006.
Oh, six. So you've been at it for a few years. And
yes, I have.
And I sure look forward to getting my subscription every month. I have to tell you, Audrey, it is such an interesting magazine. And how can folks get a hold of it, first of all?
Well, there's two ways. You can call the Winston Journal.
Okay.
And order it there. Or, better yet, if you join the Polka Lovers Club of America,
mm-hmm.
you can get it through them.
Okay.
Because your cost of the subscription is included in your membership fee, which is only $18 a couple and, no, $18 a single person
mm-hmm.
and $24 a couple per year.
Okay. And that you said that's the Polka Lovers Dance Club?
The Polka Lovers of America.
Okay. And a little bit about being a member of the dance club. What does that do for you?
Being in the dance club?
Yeah.
Well, it gives you the opportunity, if you join the Minnesota Polka Lovers Club, you have the opportunity to get the music and dance news in your mailbox every issue, every 2 months.
Sure.
And it gives you all the latest news of what's going on in the area. At least we try to keep it up as long as I know about it.
Okay.
And we have only 3 meetings a year, which you can attend to and find out what's going on. And they have all been held lately at the Primor Ballroom in Glencoe.
Okay. And now the dance club, they're the ones that usually wear the very pretty uniforms. The women have the nice skirts or flared dresses, and the guys usually wear the white pants and vests and things like that.
Yes, that was the original rule. When the Polka Lovers Club started in 1973,
mm-hmm.
the colors are red and white.
Okay.
Now, you can combine the colors, wear a white vest and a red pants, or the other way around, or red skirts and a white vest, or all red or all white.
Okay.
It used to be very strong that way. Today, in today's world, no, we still wear them, but not as often.
Okay, very good. And having been in the dance bands myself, I've been to a number of dances where the clubs are there and dancing. And these people, they really dance well. They look, the couples, you can just tell, they just blend together so well. How do they get to be that good? Do they take dance lessons, or is there something extra with being in the club that makes you a better dancer, or how does it work?
Practice makes perfect.
Okay. Yep, I've heard that.
And polka music is happy music, so if you can get out there and dance. Nobody dances alike. So it's your own kind of step. And like I say, practice makes perfect.
There you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about the music and dance news. I'm looking at the latest issue that just came out, and it's a January-February edition. And lo and behold, I see my picture on the front of the page here, part of the Lester Schuft new recording, and that is the featured article of this one, talking about this new recording that'll be out shortly. And Mike Wendlich, one of the members in the band, kind of put the information together, and then you guys edited it and submitted it into the subscription, and it looks really good.
Well, thank you on that. We try to do a good job, and we welcome any articles that any of the music world wants to submit, ballroom, people who put on the music, Polka Fest. Any of their articles are welcome. If they want to put an ad in, that's also welcome. And yes, Mike did a wonderful job at putting everything together for me.
You bet. You bet. How big is your staff over there at the Music and Dance News?
There is basically only about three of us.
About three of you. Okay.
For the regular staff.
Okay.
Who puts it together, the layout person who lays out it, and the guy who prints it.
Okay. Very good. And who came up with this? Who invented the subscription, the magazine?
Well, who originally invented it, I don't know offhand, but before I became managing editor and the Winsted Journal became the publisher, it was published by Van Meyer Publishing out of Stock Center for a number of years.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. As I page through it here, I see a subscription page in there where you can subscribe to it. And it looks like the cost is $19 for a year, or $32 is it for 2 years to belong, huh?
Yes, that is that subscription on this year's, on this issue, January-February issue, is on page 3.
Yeah.
The subscription form for the Polka Lovers Club is on page 2 on the bottom.
Okay. Yep, I see that too. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right. And inside the articles, the magazine here, you have information about dancing, about the Polka Lovers Club itself, always officers that operate or run the club. So,
right. We get a different article from them each issue.
Okay.
And any band or ballroom or a group that is putting on a music fest gets ads in there if they want to. The ads you have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
If they become a member of the MBOA, which is the Minnesota Ballroom Operators Association,
okay,
they do get a discount on their ads.
Oh, okay.
And I'm the secretary treasurer of that.
Well, okay. Very good.
I wear a hat with many names.
I'll bet you do. You bet. Well, Audrey, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come right back to you, if that's all right.
That's okay.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Now into the new year. The NFL playoffs are about to begin next weekend with some entertaining football to be played. It's a great reason to get together with family and friends on these weekends to see who will eventually win the Super Bowl this year. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for lots of great food ideas. There is everything from homemade meatballs, cooked and uncooked, the little cocktail hot dogs and sausages that can be served in barbecue sauce, Meat and cheese trays are always a hit, and they come in the standard three sizes. There are many jerky, snack sticks, and summer sausage chubs in various flavors, great for with a box of crackers. The possibilities are endless for entertaining when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more information or to place your order, call 320-363-4913. You can also like us on Facebook. You can check out our weekly specials on our webpage, www.stjoesemeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joe, Minnesota. And Audrey, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We have a nice meat package put up at the meat market for you. We'll send that out tomorrow to you and hope that you and those around you and enjoy it in good health. How does that sound to you?
Well, thank you. We will appreciate it.
That's great. That's great. Well, very good. So, continuing on a little bit about the dance news, always nice to see the articles in there. I see the ads for the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe, and that's still one of the ballrooms that is a beautiful ballroom that's still operating. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. It is a beautiful ballroom. Merv, the owner, does a great job on keeping the floor in good shape, and it has been a great place to host an event there. The Jake and I put on a polka fest for 10 years, and our last year was at the Playmore Ballroom. And we did it there because the group of helping us set up and take down was all getting older. And the music, the Polka Lovers Club of America also has their music fest there since 2015.
Okay.
There's a big music fest, and there is also a music fest coming up in summer sometime there. I do not know the exact date, and that would be the Ausleben Music Fest.
Okay.
And at the Playmore Ballroom coming up May 15th is a free appreciation dance that is put on by the Minnesota Ballroom Operators Association.
You bet, you bet. And again, people always say, gosh, how come I never find out about this stuff? How come I never hear about it? And if they subscribe to this news, they will stay current with what's happening as it comes out every 2 months. So right now I'm looking at the January, February issue. Then there'll be the March, April edition. Then, of course, the May and June. So it comes out, what, 6 times a year? And always... You know, it's colored pictures, so always pictures of some of the various bands at some of the ballrooms. And, of course, in the summer months when all the polka fests are going on, there's a lot of promotion about all the polka fests that I remember seeing.
Yes, we try to do our best to promote all the old-time music that is around the area and the states close by. Our deadline for every issue is the month before.
Okay.
So our deadline for the March-April issue will be February 1st.
Okay. So anybody can submit any information having to do with polka music or the ballrooms or the dance clubs, and you'll be happy to put it in there.
Right. And if anybody has any pictures they want to share of an event, send it to us. Send it to me, and I will see it gets in.
Okay. So for people curious, why don't you give us your address or where they would send things to?
Okay. My mailing address is 15 Hannah, H-A-N-A, Street, Lester Prairie, Minnesota, 55354.
Okay.
Do you also want my email?
Sure. Yeah, give it to us.
Okay. It is litz@mchsi.com.
Okay. Very good. And if folks didn't get all that, they can always give me a call because I have your contact information. and be happy to connect them with you. And what are you looking forward to these days, Audrey? I know with winter months, dances are maybe a little less popular. A lot of people don't like to go out and start that cold car. But what are you guys looking forward to?
We're looking forward to having a good year, that we all stay healthy, can get out and about, and enjoy our things that we like to do before this virus hit us. Hope that stays at a bay or lessens.
Yeah.
And that everybody can get out and enjoy what they used to do.
That is so true. And just stepping back into history, into time, you know, it's going to be 50 years that my wife and I are married this year. We met at an old-time dance at the Granite City Coliseum back in St. Cloud. And I know when we talk to the youth nowadays, because so many of these ballrooms are not there anymore, they just can't imagine going to a dance to meet a partner, to, you know, dance with somebody, take them home. But we really enjoyed it those years. That was our best form of entertainment. How was it for you?
Well, I didn't do too much dancing till after I met Jake.
Uh-huh.
But after that, we had a blast because the year before we put on our first Polka Fest in 1998, we went to 13 different Polka Fests to see how they did it, what worked and what didn't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were in Wisconsin, a few in Iowa, and I believe there was one or two in North or South Dakota that we went to. And from those trips is where we put our Polka Fest together, which was a great one for 10 years.
Well, I guess so. That's really neat. You had also mentioned to me in talking with you earlier this week who some of your favorite bands were, and I don't have that sheet of paper in front of me, but I got a couple of them out already. I know that you mentioned the Top Notchmen, you enjoyed their music. Leon Olson, you enjoy the music of Leon Olson. Julie Lee and her White Rose Band, and Dane's Dutchman. Was there more in there that that I missed? Was it Carl maybe in the Country Dutchman?
There was Gary and the Ridgeman Dutchman.
Oh, yes, yeah.
There was Mollick's Fisherman.
Mollick's Fisherman, yeah.
And one of the newest bands coming up in the last couple years is Nate Fredrickson.
Oh, Nate Fredrickson. That's the one I forgot. Yep. Mm-hmm. Those are all good bands and nice recordings. And so you've danced to all of their music and really enjoy them too.
Yes. Uh-huh. And became good friends with a lot of them.
You bet. Well, I usually ask my guest about this time of the show if there's a favorite memory as you look back over your dancing career, good, bad, or otherwise, getting stuck in a snowstorm or where you really had a big turnout or the very first Polka Fest that you hosted. What stands out in your mind, Audrey?
Well, our first Polka Fest was in Fred Roddy's Auction Center building, is what it was called, by New Germany, Minnesota.
Okay.
We had seating, I believe, for about 300, and it was tight seating.
Really?
And we packed the place all 3 days.
My goodness.
So we knew we had to get a bigger place, and we ended up for the next 8 years being at the Hutchinson Fairgrounds.
Okay.
The McLeod County Fairgrounds in Hutchinson, Minnesota, in the Agribition Building.
Okay.
We made our dance floor bigger. We made our stage bigger. And our tables were spaced very nicely apart, and there was lots of room for our dancing friends to get around.
Wonderful. That's great. Great story there, and that's awesome, Audrey. Our time has pretty much run out, so we're going to save some time to play some of the music of your favorite bands here. We want to take this opportunity to thank you, Audrey, for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell every guest that if the good Lord's willing, you and I are here down the road, we can do this again sometime. How is that for you?
That sounds good. I would like to get out and travel more when the weather warms up and go from there.
Well, that sounds good. Well, we wish you well with the Music and Dance News. In my opinion, you're doing an awesome job there. Sure enjoy every issue that I get. And again, we thank you for taking time out today. And have a great afternoon, Audrey. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
All right, and there she goes, Audrey Litzau, our 404th guest here on our musical treat for Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up. We'll start out with the Top Notchmen in just a moment. Larry Rozavi and his Out of Town Checks wrapping up right there, wrapping up with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 404th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And Audrey Litzau, our 404th guest, and what a delightful lady she is. Yes, lost her husband some years ago, also had a dance partner after that, and of course, he just passed away this past year, but she continues on, very strong lady, and really enjoys her polka music. So she mentioned that she really enjoys the music of the Top Notchmen, for one. So we're going to start things out with the Top Notchmen, and this one is called Looking Back to See Polka, the Top Notchmen.
Afternoon, as I was riding down the street, I met a cute little girl all dressed up so sweet. And the way that she was stacked, I wished I had a Cadillac. But who would notice me while driving in this Model T?
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could. Standing looking back at me, and it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company. Ha-ha.
to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company. I wasn't driving this Model T.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company.
The Top Notch Men with Looking Back to See. 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 3 below zero here in central Minnesota. Music continues with the Top Notch Men, one called Que Sera.
When I was just a little girl, yes, my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours, you see. Que sera, sera. I grew up and fell in love. I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours, you see. Que sera, sera.
The Top Notch Man, Que Sera, Sera. And that's Dave and Lois Melgard out of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. One more on the way with the Top Notch Man, one called A Whistle Made of Gold.
My train don't run on silvery rails. My whistle ain't made of gold. I am always running on an uphill grade, pulling a heavy load. And I know it's gonna be that way till I'm gray and old. 'Cause my train don't run on silver rails. My whistle ain't made of gold. Well, this old train ain't never on time. Trouble stays on the line. Twisted rail or broken wheel, or else the light won't shine. And that old steam pressure is always low. I gotta keep shoveling coal.
cause my train don't run on silver rails, my whistle ain't made of gold. Oh, my train don't run on silver rails, my whistle ain't made of gold. I'm always running on an uphill grade, pulling a heavy load. And I know it's gonna be that way till I'm gray and old. Cause my train don't run on silver rails, my whistle ain't made of gold. But I'll keep doing the best I can to give this old train a ride. And I'm gonna take all of life's troubles and every day in stride. Cause there's better days that lay ahead, at least that's what I'm told. When my train will run on silver rails, my whistle will be of gold. Yeah, my train's gonna run on silver rails, my whistle will be of gold. All my runs will be on a downhill side, I won't be pulling a load. And there won't be trouble on the line, I won't be shoveling coal. Cause my train's gonna run on silvery rails, my whistle will be of gold.
Top Notch Man, a very popular selection by them, one called Whistle Made of Gold. Well, I'm going to wrap things up with the Top Notch Man, one called Sailor.
Stop your roaming, sailor, leave the sea, sailor, when the tide turns, come home safe to me. As you sail across the sea, oh my love, is there beside in Capri or Amsterdam, Honolulu or Siam, to the harbor of my heart I will send my love to guide you. As I call across the sea, come home to me. Capri or Amsterdam, Honolulu or Siam, to the harbor of my heart I will send my love to guide you. As I call across the sea, come home to me. As you sail across the sea, all of my love is there beside you. In Capri or Amsterdam, Honolulu or Siam,
in the harbor of my heart, I will send my love to guide you as I call across the sea. Come home to me.
Very nice. Music by the Top Notch Man and one called Sailor. Takes us to 28 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. 28 past 12, 3 below, still our temperature here in Albany. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B's crew is busy planning all the tours for you in 2022. Itineraries to include everything from one-day daycations to 2 to 4 day minications to extended vacations to include Branson, the Medora Musical, Deadwood Days, Mississippi River Cruise, New England Rails and Trails, Fall Colors, Canadian Rockies, Glacier National Park, Banff and Lake Louise, Music Cities, Nashville and Memphis, and 3 tours in 2022 to the Ark Encounter. And a footnote to that is I will be on one of those trips to the Ark Encounter. We're going to be on the April trip. So, yeah, there's a few seats left yet. So, great time to sign up and give Jeannie a call. Visit with Jeannie B's Tours at scheduled meet and greets in your area. Listen to Chasm for dates and times during the next few weeks. And you can always call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 for details on any or all the tours in 2022. Jeannie B's Tours, looking forward to traveling with you in 2022. And yeah, watch for those meet and greets that will happen at the end of February. Jeannie B's Tours will be hosting treats, prizes, and information in 2022. Tour information at some area restaurants. Times and locations in the next few weeks will be announced. And if you're interested in the Colors of New England Rails and Trails Tour in October, you'll want to attend the travel show on March 1st at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport from 9 until 11. Alaska Land and Cruise will also be highlighted. And call Jeannie B's Tours this week to join the motor coach tour to Footloose at the Chanhassen. That's going to be on February 26th. And let's see, what else did Jeannie all tell me? Yeah, she said there is still more room on the Lenten Journey Ark Encounter Experience. Restoration deadline was advertised for March 1st, but it is filling fast, and that's the one we're going to be on. So again, that's the Ark Encounter, Lenten Journey Ark Encounter trip, and that is the first week in April. And we invite you to join us, Janet and myself and Jeannie V and Art Timms, on this awesome tour. Should be a great time. Again, for more information, give Jeannie B a call, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now. Julie Lee and her White Rose Band, one called Room Full of Roses. Thank you.
I sent a rose to you for every time you made me blue. You'd have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room full of roses. And if you took the pen the way you tore my heart. If someday you're feeling blue and you could send some roses too, well, I don't want a room full of roses. I just want my arms full of you.
Julie Lee and her White Rose Band with one called Room Full of Roses. Here's another one from Julie Lee. This one, When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. Julie Lee and her White Rose Band in One, My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. Nice polka tune by Julie Lee coming your way next. Daryl's Polka. Julie Lee and her White Worlds band, one called Daryl's Polka. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, three below our current temperature, and another band that Audrey mentioned she enjoyed dancing to, a young band, up-and-coming band, one called the Nate Fredrickson Band, one called At the Mill Polka. Fredrickson Band, one called At the Mill Polka, another waltz tune by the Nate Fredrickson Band, beautiful waltz, Twilight in Bohemia. Thank you. Music by the Nate Frederickson Band, one called The Twilight in Bohemia Waltz. We're coming up on 14 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Still a couple of bands to work in. Another band that Audrey says she enjoys dancing to is the Leon Olson Show Band in one called Susie's Waltz. The Leon Olson Show Band with one called Susie's Waltz. It's a nice two-step number, one called I Fall to Pieces.
Time I see you again, I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend? You want me to act like we've never kissed. You want me to forget, pretend we never met. But I've tried, and I've tried, but I haven't yet. You walk by, and I fall to pieces. Time someone speaks your name, flame. You want me to find someone else to love, someone who'll love me too, the way you used to do. But each time I go out with someone new, you walk by and I fall to pieces.
The Lean Olsen Show Band, Yes, I Fall to Pieces. Nice country tune there by the Lean Olsen Show Band. One more band that Audrey had mentioned she enjoyed dancing to, and that's Gary's Ridgeland Dutch Band. And we're going to do one here, one called the Flying Fingers Polka. Some great fingering there by Gary Brigham and his Richland Dutchman on the concertina, one called the Flying Fingers Polka. It's Landler time, one called the Circling Pigeons Landler with Gary Brigham and his Richland Dutchman. Thank you. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman with the Circling Pigeons Landler. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Going to do that with Gary Brigham and a nice waltz tune. It's one called the Apron Waltz. Gary Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet with one called the Apron Waltz.